This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host and friend, senior fellow FTD, and we're pleased to welcome Ahmed Shaarawy of Foundation for Defense of Democracy, a research fellow who introduces us into the shadow world of Gaza. Now at the end of a round of conflict, what's happened to Hamas's power by comes out of the barrel of a gun for the last 15 years? Are they reacquainting themselves with domination? Are they taking charge again with what's left of Gaza from them? Because at present, the Israelis control on a map more than 50% and will continue to until codicils of the ceasefire agreement are met. But inside that 47% or 50% or less of Hamas's former territory, there are gunmen who are not Hamas. Ahmed, a very good evening to you. You introduced us to a subject last week that is of great fascination to myself and my colleagues. What do we know about the clans, the tribes, and the anti-Hamas militia within what is left of Gaza for the gunmen? Who are they? Can we name some of them? Good evening to you, Ahmed.
Good evening, John. It's a bit complicated, and it's not a very simple issue to talk about with clarity. But there's just a lot of clans and militias and armed factions that are that have opposed Hamas for years, even before the war. That are starting to rise up and confront Hamas. Some of them have been empowered by the power vacuum and the security vacuum that existed during the 2 years of the war. Some of them had a solid base even before October 7, and have emerged as serious threats to Hamas's rule following the end of the war. And some of them have received Israeli support in order to undermine Hamas's power over Gaza. Let me start with the clans. We know that Duhmush clan that is operating in Gaza City. They've had a contentious relationship with Hamas throughout the years. Some members are affiliated with Fatah and the Palestinian Authority, Hamas's rivals and the former rulers of Gaza until 2007. But also some of them are affiliated with Al-Qaeda and its affiliate in the Gaza Strip, and they took part in the kidnapping of the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit in June 2006. So that clan is very significant and has competed with Hamas throughout the years. There's also other clans in different areas in the Gaza Strip. There's the Abu Samra clan in an area called Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. They were actively targeted by Hamas following the end of the war. There's also a clan in southern Gaza in the Khan Yunis area called the Mujahida clan, which was also targeted by Hamas on October 3rd, which prompted one of the anti-Hamas militias that claimed to be supported by Israel, called the Counterterrorism Strike Force, led by an individual named Hussam al-Asdal, who is also affiliated with the Palestinian Authority and served in its security services previously. He went and defended that clan against Hamas fighters. So there's a number of clans that were targeted by Hamas throughout the war, mainly because of the shortage of humanitarian aid. Some of these clans opposed Hamas's monopolization of humanitarian aid and how Hamas distributed aid. And it's all part of the many issues in the Middle East, power dynamics, who gets to control what. But you also have another angle, and that is the anti-Hamas militias that are not necessarily linked to a clan, but a group of individuals who have united against Hamas and have weapons and get support from Israel. One of them that operates in the area east of Rafah, which is under full Israeli control. His name is Yasser Abu Shabab. He's head of a militia named the Popular Forces, which is the biggest anti-Hamas militia in Gaza. It's around 500 to 700 individuals. Abu Shabab has created a parallel state system in the area he occupies, providing humanitarian services as well as and calling on other Gazans to move into his area. Other militias are smaller in number and don't have as much residence and a state structure or a service-based system. And that's why Abu Shabab seems to be the strongest out of all of them. But again, I think the main point here is even if all these anti-Hamas militias are unified, Hamas is still the most or the biggest force in Gaza when it comes to personnel and weapons. And what they've been doing since the beginning of the ceasefire is to deter clans and militias from attacking them, and to show, and to showcase to other Palestinians and Arab countries that Hamas will have a say in who gets to rule over Gaza and who provides security in Gaza.
Bill, you have a question for Ahmad.
Hello, Ahmad. Hello. So three of the four militias that you profiled at the Lone War Journal have popular in their names. Just how popular are these groups in the Gaza Strip? And do they have the ability to stand up to Hamas? Does Israeli support help or hurt them in the long run?
I mean, how popular they are, I think you can see by the numbers that they've recruited that they're not that popular. And Hamas has managed to create this this sense amongst Gazans that these guys are collaborators and that they're actively getting support from Israel and that they should be killed. And of course, I mean, in most societies in the Gaza Strip or in the Gazan society, as well as the broader Palestinian society, the term collaborator has a ripple effect. And if you label someone as a collaborator, that means that that he can be killed without any due process or anything. So these guys are seen as traitors, and that's why most Gazans would not support them. Even though Hamas has brought this war onto Gazans and actively uses human shields and hides between civilians, but again, the fact that some of these groups have been supported by Israel will likely decrease their ability to recruit and gain popular support. Yes.
Ahmed, your colleague Jonathan Shanzer describes this emerging pattern of neighborhoods and corners and buildings being controlled by this or that clan or this or that militia. He described it with the word Bantustan. Do you agree or disagree that Gaza could turn into pockets as opposed to one unified command?
I mean, so throughout 2 years of the war, and we saw through Israel's extensive military campaign, whether through its ground forces or its airstrikes, that there's a power vacuum that exists in broader parts within the Gaza Strip. And even inside big cities like Gaza City and Khan Yunis, we see pockets that are controlled by other militias. And again, I mean, going back to the role of the clan in Gazan society.
30 seconds, Ahmed. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
The role of the clan is to replace the state system and provide security and take control and provide services. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing clans dominate their neighborhoods and control their neighborhoods with weapons. And that's essentially why Hamas is attempting to crack down on them in order to reassert control over the broader Gaza Strip.
Ahmed Sharari, Bill Raggio, FTD.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,